Hi, this is Ros Cardinal, the founder of Shaping Change, and welcome to audio 4 of the Thriving in the Midst of Change audio series. So last time I shared with you 5 ideas on how to navigate through the transition phase of change. This time we're going to talk about resiliency, which is our ability to bounce back after a major life change. There's a recent book written by Keith McFarlane, which is appropriately entitled Bounce, The Art of Turning Tough Times into Triumphs. Keith shares with his readers something I think we could all benefit from learning. So, I want you to imagine there are 3 objects in front of you. You've got a glass Christmas ornament, an orange, and a bouncy ball. So in your mind, I want you to visualize what happens when the glass ornament is dropped on a hard surface. It shatters. It shatters in such a way that it's almost impossible to put it back together again. Now focus on the orange. If you drop the orange, what happens? It'll land on the floor with a thud. Chances are it won't split open, or it might do, but it will certainly be bruised. Now, in your mind, take the bouncy ball and drop it on the floor. What does it do? It bounces back. In fact, the harder you throw the ball, the more it bounces back. And if you drew a picture of the path of the ball, you would see it spends a significant amount of time on the upward trajectory. From this exercise, as you can see, the glass ornament has no adaptability. The orange doesn't totally disintegrate, but it suffers. The bouncing ball, on the other hand, not only recovers from the fall, it actually bounces back stronger. And as hard as it is to believe, if handled in the best possible way, like the Super Ball, we can bounce back stronger than ever after a change. Change is a chance to rethink and revise our behaviours, our routines, our beliefs, and our goals. Each change that we bounce back from actually increases our resiliency. We learn to become more resourceful, we have the opportunity to develop new skills and to broaden our thinking. And in fact, your ability to bounce back can be a model for others around you who are facing change. Often we're not going through change alone. Co-workers, neighbours, friends and family are dealing with the same type, some type of changes too. So how many of you perhaps know someone who's struggling with the changing economy, or with a family transition, or with a personal crisis? And when your co-workers, family or friends see you being resilient, they witness your resiliency, it's possible for them to plug into your energy and your bounce. So life gives us opportunities every day to embrace change and to bounce back. Resilient people know that unexpected things happen. So here are a few tips to strengthen your resiliency. Understand that setbacks can make you stronger. Tap into your confidence. Avoid beating yourself up over mistakes. They happen to everyone. And don't let fear paralyze you. And here's a final tip. Assess the situation by paying attention to what's going on around you and take action quickly. In researching why some people survive a disaster and others don't, experts discovered, not surprisingly, that people who are able to quickly assess the situation and take action had a greater chance of survival. And look, that probably doesn't come as a surprise to anyone. Some other important tips to help you be more resilient are: pay attention to what's going on around you, notice when things are changing, prepare for setbacks because they're going to happen, and shift gears as early as possible. So in conclusion, the next time you're faced with a change, whether it be sudden or gradual, stop and think about this. What action can I take or not take that will help me bounce back quicker and stronger? Next time we're going to talk about how you can focus on your best self during a change. It's an important topic because it will help you deal with current changes and challenges, prepare for future changes and challenges, and develop more bounce after a fall. So our quote from today comes from James York. He says, "The most successful people are those who are good at Plan B."